Welcome to the Tea Time with Becky podcast, where we spill the tea on how to live a high vibe lifestyle of self-liberation, living as your highest self on your highest timeline through energetic rewiring, living in flow, and creating your reality. If you're ready to tap into your innate magic and live as the highest version of yourself, let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Tea Time with Becky podcast. I am so excited to be here with you today. After a long break, I have really exciting news that my new TV show, The Path of Alignment, is available on Ethereal Network TV. It's a new high vibe subscription service, and their mission is to uplift the frequency of the earth through high vibe media. So I am so excited to be a content creator on there and excited to leave that link for you below. But I will be sharing small little tidbits of each of those episodes here for you on the podcast so you can still have some sort of access to it. But I will also be linking the episode in the show notes so that if you choose to, you can subscribe to my TV show, The Path of Alignment, over on Ethereal Network TV. Today's episode, I am doing an interview with my dear friend, Michelle Gurr, as she talks about her journey navigating grief after the loss of her mom. So if you have experienced any type of grief in your life and you would like some guidance and perspective shifts, she has made it her mission to normalize the topic of grief. So let's dive in.
First, Michelle, I would love to invite you to tell our viewers who you are, what your life looked like before your mom passed, and the story of what happened to you.
Okay, so I'm Michelle. Before my mom passed away, I already was trying to be more aligned in my life and heal previous wounds or traumas from my life. So I was already doing moon circles and journaling. I was really into oracle cards and stuff like that. And as we've kind of reflected on now, I was kind of collecting tools for my healing journey. So I was kind of dabbling in a little bit of everything, even bringing my mom along to some circles and stuff like that, because I wanted to feel more aligned and I wanted to feel healed. And I also was very aware that I could kind of help other people too and like bring them into that kind of alignment with me. So I was kind of just collecting, we're gonna say for now, and we'll explain kind of later what we mean by that, because it all has come full circle since then. So my mom passed away, as Becky said, 6 months ago. Her and I had gone to a retreat because we, again, were doing more healing. So we were at a yoga, breathwork, and cold plunge retreat. And towards the end of the retreat, my mom lost consciousness and she ended up having a massive brain bleed. So really spontaneous. She had no illnesses. She was only 53 at the time. And we had no idea that this was coming. So it was quite tragic and sudden, but probably for the best in some ways, as they say. But we were working towards healing together. So in a way, as I've said since then, it's kind of beautiful that we were together in the beginning when I was still like acutely in pain. That part was really traumatic for me, but now I see it as beautiful in that like I was kind of there during her transition, I guess we could say. And I am really grateful that I was kind of doing something we loved and with her at the time.
What are some of the ways that you found that helped you navigate through healing the grief? Because we know that grief sucks. Yeah. Like, let's be real. Like, grief sucks. Like, there's no two ways about it. Like, it's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
So what are some of the things that helped you navigate that grief that maybe surprised you or are different from how you thought navigating grief would look before you actually had to navigate such a deep and close loss yourself?
I avoided thinking about grief for my entire life. I am aware that we all end in death or rebirth or whatever you want to say, but I never like delved too deep into that because I was afraid. So the passing of my mom was the first time I've dealt with grief on almost any level. I've not lost grandparents. My grandparents are all still alive. I've not lost close friends or family members. So unfortunately, it was my first time dealing with grief, so I was brand new to the whole thing. So there's different stages of grief, obviously. In the very beginning, there's not much you can do other than like take care of your body. Like mentally, you're kind of not prepared to do anything, but I had a lot of people taking care of me and buying us groceries and sending cards and like thoughtful things just to let me know that there was support and there was people out there that just cared and whatever. So in the beginning, that was good enough. And then when it gets to the point where you're like, okay, I can't do this forever, you kind of start looking for other tools to heal with. My biggest find, aside from the stuff I'd already been doing, like I was doing self-Reiki, I was coming and getting some healing done by you once I was ready. I was doing all those normal things and trying to journal, but I felt just kind of like I wanted to rush through the bad stuff. I wanted to get back to being happy and whole because I thought that was the end goal of like the human experience. So what I found during this journey instead is grief is not bad. Pain is not bad. It's all part of the human experience. I found a book that I've told everybody I've spoken to in the last 6 months. It's called It's Okay That You're Not Okay. 10 out of 10, highly recommend. The author's name is Megan Devine or Devine or something like that. But she talks a lot about how grief in our traditional society is like toxic. It's seen as like an ailment or something that you need to have cured. And that's not what it is. So that was like the biggest like, oh my God moment for me where I was like, I am allowed to be in pain. My mother is gone. She's not physically here in the way that she had been here my whole life. She's not here in my life for the rest of my life the way I prefer her to be physically. So I had to kind of come up with like this, how do I balance it's okay that I'm in pain, but it's also okay if I try to move forward and be happy. And this book, and in talking to other people who really liked it, they try to like kind of balance the two. So I think I've even told you before, one of the biggest things that I read that really triggered me was, in a good way, was pain and suffering are different things. Mm-hmm. So pain is a human emotion. Something happens to you, it hurts, it feels terrible, you cry, it changes your life, et cetera, et cetera. Suffering though is unnecessary and is toxic. So in saying that, she kind of just explains, and I've kind of like learned and kind of read more about it, is like suffering is if I'm sitting in my home and I'm alone and it's dark and I'm getting into my feels, but instead of like acknowledging them, setting a timer for 5 to 10 minutes and be like, okay, we're sad because of whatever things triggered me. Like I heard a song that my mom loved and she's not here to hear it anymore. I can sit with that for a second and feel pain. But if I keep doing that to myself and like kind of taking it deeper and spiraling, that's now suffering. And that's bad, for lack of a better word. So I think that in navigating my grief by realizing I'm human, there's beauty in grief. Love is the opposite, I think. Not even the opposite. They kind of like are partners. Grief is love that has no place to go, they say. So if you kind of look at it more beautifully, like, okay, when I'm really sad and hurting the most, it's because I have this love that I can't express to my mom in this traditional way of calling her or texting her or hugging her. And now I have to find ways to try to express that in a different way that I can physically. So I think, and I'm only 6 months in, so like everything can change. But as of right now, I've navigated, and the way I feel like the most okay with it and like I'm going to be okay is by being like, this is human emotion. I'm blessed to have had her in my life. I believe that I'll see her again in some way, or that she's still here in some way, and that's kind of helped me heal.